Okey-doke. Welcome to the 9th annual Old Time Music Gathering in Portland, 2008. We got a hell of a show for you, let me tell you. I'll make a couple announcements here, and then we'll get these two guys to come on out and start things off. You can still buy dance tickets for tomorrow night here, but they're at the $12 price now. Also, you'll see donation cans around here and there, and there you'll occasionally run into a Jack Daniels box. That's a donation box. Any money that you put into those boxes or those cans goes directly to finance this festival or next year's festival and some of the other events that we put on, such as the Dare to Be Square Festival. So be generous about giving your cash, because nobody's getting paid for any of this. It's an entirely volunteer festival. The only people that make any money are the bar. All right. Also, there's an email sign-up sheet out there for anybody who doesn't get the weekly Bubba Guitar newsletter. You ought to sign up, because it keeps you in touch with the Portland old-time music community. Well, it looks like these guys are ahead of me.
No.
That's all right.
I
have more to say. I have much more to say. All right, well, these two characters are really about the best way to start off a festival, in my opinion. You recognize them as members of the Foghorn String Band, Caleb Clowder and Sammy Lynn. They're the best country duet in Portland, in my opinion. So I just probably hurt a lot of feelings. However, tomorrow you're going to hear some more country duet singing all day in the concert. So come on down and hit the concerts. They're upstairs in that room, that big room right upstairs, right above that row of flags. All right, well, let's give a big old Portland Old Time Gathering welcome to Caleb Clowder and Sammy Lynn.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. That was just an old fiddle tune there from Kentucky, 5 miles from Ellenwood. We're doing an old country song here called I Want to Be Kissed, But Only by Your Lips, Dear. And I'll be singing Sophie's part on this one in case anyone's wondering. See so many people here. We're supposed to move closer to the mic. but it's great. I guess it was 8 years ago now, it's the ninth ones, but Brian Baked Donuts and Michael Ismario came up with this great idea to have kind of a halfway to Weezer party. And now it's turned in with Bill and Caroline and Barb, and everyone's been putting so much work into it. It's great to see so many people here. Proud to be up here, and this one's called Sailor Boy. Old Carter family song.
Sailor boy still had it. shipmate steps offshore to tell that he was dead. The letter that he gave to her, these words it sadly read, and farewell, my own true love, on earth we'll meet no more, though may we meet in heaven above, where parting is no more.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, here's the most non-old-time song we know.
That was one of Caleb's songs there called Innocent Road.
Very kind.
We know Dave Murray's not here from California, but we'd like to thank him for the Jimi Hendrix picks that he gave us 3 weeks ago or whatever when we were down there. We can't stop using them.
Thank you to Jimi Hendrix. Thank you. so much.
Horses ain't hungry.
Yeah. So we don't have a set list and we don't really know what we're doing, but we're just going to feel it out and see where we go. We like it that way. I guess that means that, Jimi Hendrix.
Style here, just fiddle and banjo before guitars and other things rescued us.
So I want to hear called the Natural Bridge Blues. Natural Bridge Blues.
Thank you.
bunch of great more music. Great music coming up.
I gotta say thanks a lot for inviting us to come up here and play and kick off the Friday night concert. Really, really honored to be here. And just thanks everybody for coming and supporting the whole thing. This is just, it's too much, you know. Ninth year and 5 days of music and hanging out.
There's a little gospel song called The Little Black Train. We learned it, well, I learned it, I guess we kind of, you're there too, I think, but Randy Geller was in town about 8 years ago doing a house concert at Greg's old house in Doug Salmon's, and they played this one, and they've been playing it ever since pretty much, called Little Black Train. Banjo's from about 1870, and the bridge isn't, but
if it was, it would work.
It acts like it. Are you going to keep in prayer? I'd like to dedicate this next one to a good buddy of ours, Kevin Burke. He's a great fiddle player who lives here. We're lucky enough to know him. He heard Caleb play this tune about 3 o'clock in the morning about 6 years ago, and he's been playing it a bunch. And when we play it, we always think of him for sure. It's Kevin. Even if Prayer Blues.
Probably a lot of people have recorded or sang and played, but I learned it from a great, great singer out in Indiana, in Lafayette, Indiana, named Hazel Zeddy. Wonderful old lady who can sing her heart out, and she inspired a lot of music. But this one's called Old Love Letters, and I heard her sing it first. Want me to tell you?
He was done talking, though.
That's all I have to say. I lit the flame I read on. So what you had done. At first you wrote me was the sweetest. At last one broke my heart in two. Our love now lies among the embers, in the ashes of our letters tied.
Jimi Hendrix pick out there?
Somehow I lost the pick on the stage. Oh, there it is, hiding away in the dark black. Oh, we're going to sing a Norman Blake song here. And this is a little Norman Blake. This one's called Billy Gray. I might put a little tune there on the end of it. We'll see what happens. Chosen one was a hired gun, city by the lawn. Then one day a tall man came riding across the badlands, lying to the north of New Mexico. He was overheard to say he was looking for Bill Gray, a ruthless man and a dangerous outlaw. Well, the deadly news came creeping to Billy Gray fast sleeping there in the bar and hotel. Well, he fled to the old church there on the outskirts, thinking he'd climb to that old steeple bell. Now, but a rifle ball came flying, face down he lay dying there in the dust of the road where he fell. Yes, and Sarah, she ran to him, just cursing the lawman, accepting no reasons, knowing he was killed. Some 40 years ago, and that wild rose of morning she stated with the dawning of each day of sorrow, the long years of song. Yes, and written on a stone where the gusty winds have long blown, 18 words to a passing world say, true love knows no sea. No rhyme, no reason, just as cold as the Ranger County lane. Yes, true love knows no season, no rhyme, no reason, just as cold as the Ranger County so much, everybody. Sammy Lynn.
Woo! Great gathering, everybody.
Otherwise, we keep those guys playing all night long. All right, well, this next band, come. Are you guys gonna okay, there are going to be people going around collecting money. See, look at this, look at this. Look at Sammy over there with her little dollar sign bucket. And also, you'll see a couple of these sitting around over the weekend, too. You can also put money in these. But don't take any out. All of that money goes to finance our old-time music and dance endeavors through the year, but especially the old-time gathering. Oh, let's see, what haven't I covered? Cabaret, the cabaret sign-up for anybody who wants to try for a slot in the cabaret performance on Sunday. I believe the sign-up is going to take place about 6 p.m. tomorrow right here in North Hall. And the person to contact would be Maggie Brunges, wherever she is. You'll find out who she is tomorrow. Also, all these bands have CDs and there's other merchandise. We have our t-shirts for the festival and sweatshirts for sale. All of that is out in John Hatton's little store right there in the hall. And he'll be there all weekend. We also ask you not to take your drinks outside the building. You can take them anywhere in the building, but don't take them outside.